This is a production of the Military Families Learning Network.
Welcome to the Build Your Network, Build Your Resilience podcast. I'm Jessica Beckendorf.
And I'm Bob Birch. Thanks for listening to this podcast and for taking the time to work on your personal and professional resilience. In each of these podcasts, we'll focus on one of John Stepper's five elements of working out loud.
This episode highlights growth mindset. This is really something that underlies the entire process. It's basically the belief that you can grow and change and that others can grow and change as well.
Growth mindset comes from the research of Carol Dweck from Stanford and her colleagues. And what they found, among other things, was that students who believe or are taught that intellectual abilities are qualities that can be developed as opposed to qualities that are fixed, those students tend to show higher achievement across challenging school transitions and greater course completion rates as well. And this is what they refer to as the growth mindset. And it's really become an important element of thinking about resilience, not just in schools, but in all phases of life. And it's critical to the working out loud process because we're really trying to change our behaviors through practice. We want to be more intentional about building our networks, and we want to be more generous with our contributions. And if we believe that we'll never be brave enough to make our work visible, no matter how hard we work at it, or if we believe we'll never be able to learn a digital tool to maintain relationships, it's going to be much more difficult for us to change our behavior, and maybe even impossible. And it's going to be much more difficult to keep on practicing and working at this if we have that idea in our head that it's fixed, right? I'm no good at Twitter. I'm too shy to share my work. And that can't be changed. That sort of just sticks us where we are, right? That we have acquired or we're born with these particular skills and abilities, and we can't really improve on them.
I would love to add to that list also the idea that, you know, I'm not good with initiating conversations with people I don't know, or I'm not good at connecting with other people. Those are all things that I think are very common, and that the growth mindset can help you kind of grow beyond that and push through that and move beyond the fear. Throughout this series, we've actually been trying to work on setting the stage for cultivating a growth mindset. We've been doing things like emphasizing that personal growth and your own personal resilience journey is about getting better at it versus getting good at it. Building your social support networks is kind of the same way. Cultivating a growth mindset helps you build your networks for resilience. It helps you stick with it.
It helps you not give up. And I think that's the real key here. You think about these things as incremental steps. And so if you miss a step, it's okay. We can go back and try again. We can go back and make a contribution to someone in our network. It helps us think about our mistakes in a more kind way, but it also helps us think more kindly of others when they make a mistake. So the growth mindset really is critical, not just to resilience, but to this process that we're using for building support networks for our own resilience. According to the work of David Yeager and Carol Dweck, who we mentioned before, how you view measuring your ability and how you view learning and growth determines whether you're relying on a fixed or a growth mindset. Your view of ability and learning can really shape your goals, right? Is your goal to show off your ability and look more important than others, or is your goal to learn and improve? Your view of ability and learning can shape your beliefs about effort. Do you see effort as an indicator that you lack natural talent or as a necessary key to success and growth? And your view of ability and learning can even shape how you deal with setbacks. Do you give up or do you work harder and try a different strategy? So when we talk about this growth mindset, we're really talking about how we view ability and learning. Do we take a view that we're born with certain abilities that certain people are more naturally talented than others, and that if you don't have that talent, there's no hope in acquiring that ability. That's a fixed mindset. Or do we take the growth mindset view that these things are possible, but we can improve at things through learning and through practice? So the growth mindset journey really involves relying on viewing ability or intelligence less as a thing, as an entity, and more as something that's built up incrementally over time.
And in order to do that, the growth mindset calls for us to view challenges as opportunities to learn rather than as obstacles. In a sense, developing a growth mindset is one of the keys to developing resilience. If resilience helps you continue after failure, heartbreak, or other difficulties that arise in our lives, then it would stand to reason that the idea that you can grow and change and that others can grow and change is the mindset we need to have in order to be more resilient. So in order to grow in our relationship with ourselves and with others, and therefore to build our networks of support, a growth mindset is necessary. Practicing growth mindset is a lifelong endeavor. Growth mindset is ongoing, and it recognizes that both success and failure have things to offer. In the book Designing Your Life, Bill Burnett and Dave Evans point out that one of the dysfunctional beliefs that we often hold is that we judge our life by the outcome. What they suggest doing is reframing this to life is a process, not an outcome. What that means really is that judging our life by the outcome is kind of a, hey, I succeeded, I'm good. It's good that I succeeded, so I must be good. Or I failed, so I must be bad. If we are judging ourselves by the outcomes, that really is counterproductive to what we're trying to do. A growth mindset is about process. Life is a process, not an outcome. I think that's a really beautiful way to reframe this. Just like building our networks and relationships is a process, not an outcome.
That really makes me think of something that I saw on YouTube. It was actually sort of a critical analysis of an animated TV show from Netflix called BoJack Horseman. And I won't go too far into the connection to BoJack Horseman, but what the critical analysis was really about was the way that we tend to look at life like television sitcoms that are episodic. In a lot of sitcoms, the problem is presented at the beginning, and then the characters maybe work on that problem or struggle with that problem. But by the end of the episode, in an episodic series, that problem is solved, right? It's ended. If it's a sitcom, if it's a comedy, right? Usually that's going to be, it's ended for the better. You know, it's going to have a happy,
hilarious.
Yeah, hilariously. It's going to have a happy outcome. But that's it, right? And then the next time you turn on that show, you know, if you're streaming it, you hit next episode. Or if it's the olden days when I grew up, you have to wait a week and see what happens next. But it's self-contained. And really what the critical analysis was saying is that in part, our exposure to that kind of media has an effect on our life. And it leads us to think of life as episodic. So I have this project that I need to get done, or I have this challenge happening with my kids at school. Whatever's going on in your life, we tend to compartmentalize these things and look at them as these self-contained episodes. And what the person on the critical analysis was pointing out about this show, BoJack Horseman, was that it was different. It's a sitcom. It's intended to be comedy, but it's serial in nature, right? The problems keep happening and the life of the characters ebbs and flows. It's like a roller coaster. It goes up and down. Sometimes there's successes, but sometimes there's great failures, but they're all sort of tied together. And that's what I'm hearing, what I'm thinking of when you're sharing the quotes from Burnett and Evans, Jessica, is, yeah, that's really how life is. We never achieve at life. There's no moment where you walk out and they give you an award and they're like, yes, you are the best at life. You have succeeded. There's no end to it, you know, until the end of it.
Right. I was going to say, there's an end to life. But.
Right. But there's no moment where either you're categorized as you are the best at life, you are the worst at life, or you're a success or you're a failure. It's a journey. It's an experience. There's ups and downs. And if we look at life that way and we kind of accept it that way, I guess that's what we're saying with the growth mindset, is that that can help us be more resilient, right? For every ebb, there's going to be a flow. And for every dip, there's going to be a higher point. We're going to come out of it. And if we understand that and we really embrace that mindset, we can be more resilient.
You could think of that way of thinking, you know, life is not episodic, it's serial, that we're always going to have these ebbs and flows. It could actually feel a little disappointing to think of life that way, right? We're not going to be able to solve all of our problems in one hilarious episode. But I actually think it's really beautiful to think of it this way. I'm going to share just part of a quote, another Bill Burnett and Dave Evans quote from Designing Your Life. Since life is a wicked problem that we never solve, I think that's actually beautiful. When you know that you're not going to solve life, it really lifts a weight off of your shoulders. And you can start moving forward through it and becoming resilient because of it.
I have in the past viewed life that way. You have these fantasies about some kind of high achievement. Someday when I win the Nobel Prize, or someday when I'm a best-selling author, or someday when I catch the winning touchdown in the Super Bowl, or whatever it is that your fantasies are or dreams are, I think that sort of lends us towards that. I'm not trying to say that's negative necessarily, but it is different than this idea that life is serial and not episodic, because you can have those dreams and goals. But what's true of everybody who's achieved those big goals is that the next day, their life continues. It's not the end. You have to go on from there. You have to do something else, maybe set a different goal, or maybe there are struggles that happen after that. It's not some kind of end point that we're trying to reach. Mm-hmm. And once we do that, everything will be, like Evans and Burnett say, solved. Life goes on after that.
I think that since we're talking about networks and building our networks for resilience, I'd like to point out what you just said made me think about how we romanticize relationships, even from our marital relationships all the way to how a perfect friendship should be or how a great working environment should be. It's pretty rarely perfect the way we've imagined it in our minds. So I think that's why I said I think that this kind of growth mindset, this way of thinking, really lifts a burden off of our shoulders for this idea of perfection and how things should be.
I was reading an article that Carol Dweck wrote back in 2016, and she talked about her reflections on the work that she's done on growth mindset, which, if you think about it, that in itself is a demonstration of Carol's growth mindset, that she didn't do this research and publish her book and that was some kind of end. She's reflecting back on it. And one of the things she was thinking about in the article was that she suspects that growth mindset is sort of out there in the culture, and that some people say that they have a growth mindset, but they don't really live it or don't really feel it or think about it. And so she came up with these fixed mindset triggers. These are helpful, I think, if you have never been exposed to a growth mindset before, or if you think to yourself, yeah, I've got a growth mindset, no problem, I'm going to move on. You might ask yourself these questions, kind of check in. It's like, do I really have a growth mindset? Am I really practicing a growth mindset? And also, where am I on my growth mindset journey? So here are the questions from Carol. You know, when you face challenges or experience a setback, do you feel incompetent or defeated? Do you look for an excuse when you experience a setback? Does your fixed mindset come out when you get criticized? Do you become defensive or disappointed instead of focusing on learning from the feedback? I mean, I definitely recognize some of those triggers. And growth mindset is a concept, you know, that I've heard about and tried to practice over the last several years. But I have definitely caught myself turning back to that fixed mindset, especially in those kinds of situations.
Yeah, I'll often feel like an imposter, which is really close to the incompetence feeling. And I often will feel like, oh boy, I've been found out. People know that I don't actually know what I'm talking about. And I've learned a few things about how to get around that. But it's really interesting to hear these questions and to think about how that is actually tied to a fixed mindset. And I never thought about it in this way before.
So if you recognize those triggers, that can be really important, because then you can practice turning your mind back to a growth mindset, right? You can remind yourself that, you know what, if I take small steps and think about how I can learn from my challenges and failures, then I can stay on my journey and I can grow and change. And it really applies to this process of building networks for resilience and the working out loud process that we've been talking about. You know, John has said that working out loud is not a way of doing, it's a way of being, which kind of reflects that growth mindset. And Dweck says something similar. You know, she calls growth mindset a journey. So the message there is you don't have to beat yourself up if you say or think with a fixed mindset. You just need to set out to do better, to catch yourself when you're demonstrating that fixed mindset and saying something like, I'm no good at building relationships. And one way to do that is when you hear yourself saying those kinds of things is just to add the word yet at the end of the sentence. I'm no good at building relationships yet. Adding that yet can really reflect that growth mindset and kind of set you on that journey to know if I take small steps, I can get to where I want to be.
One thing this week that we are asking you to do to cultivate a growth mindset is to make space in your calendar for reflection. Use this time to think about your day or your week. Think about things like, what did you hope to accomplish and what you need to do tomorrow or next week to keep moving forward.
And the time you schedule can really be up to you. Some people might schedule their time on one day a week. Some people might schedule a shorter time each day of the week for reflection. It's really about what works for you and what fits into your schedule. But we know that reflecting like this can help build a growth mindset. And so if you're struggling with, well, what do I do when I'm reflecting? How do I reflect? Jessica introduced me to this great framework called WOOP. So it's WOOP, and that stands for Wish, Outcome, Obstacle, Plan. And as we were talking about it, we really realized that you could use it both for reflection, so as sort of a retrospective framework, but you can also use it for a future goal, so sort of looking forward. So the way that you would use this framework for your reflection would be to think about what your wish was. What were your hopes for last week, if you're looking at the last week, right? What were my hopes for this week? What outcomes did I expect? And then what outcomes did I get? What did I really accomplish compared to what I was hoping for? To look at the obstacles that were in your way that maybe prevented you from accomplishing what you wanted to, and coming up with a plan for how you might overcome those obstacles in the future sometime. So you could really apply this to your reflection time, and you could apply it to the working out loud process. Well, what obstacles are you running into when you're building your networks? What plan do you have for overcoming those? And Jessica, when we were talking before, you talked about how being brief really helps this process.
Yeah, so I worked through this process using an app called WOOP, W-O-O-P. The people who developed this came up with an app, and they purposely kept all of the fields very short. So when you're filling out your wish, your outcome, your obstacle, and your plan, you can only put in something like 4 to 6 words. And recently when I did this, my wish was to stop eating fast food. My outcome was I wanted to be healthier. My obstacle was stress eating, and the plan was to go to a grocery store if I start to feel stressed. Because everything had to be between 4 and 6 words, I was actually able to better remember that as I was on my way to the fast food place that I wanted to eat at, and realized that, wait a second, I told myself that I was going to go to a grocery store, and by the way, there's a grocery store just a block away from this fast food place. So I did go to the grocery store instead. I don't always do it, but boy, was it helpful to keep it short. And I remembered, if I'm feeling stressed, go to a grocery store.
So you can use that WOOP framework to guide your reflection that you are going to schedule on your calendar, right? Everybody's going to schedule that. So you can use that framework to guide your reflection, but you can also use it kind of looking forward to achieve your goals. So keep it short and focus on your wish, outcome, obstacle, and plan. I really hope that you'll think about how you can cultivate that growth mindset. It's really important to this process of building networks for resilience, especially using the Working Out Loud process. You know, I can't help but think of the analogy that John Stepper introduced me to through the Working Out Loud process, and that is touching the treadmill. And where that comes from is the idea that if we're going to change our behavior, we have to do so in small steps. So if I set a goal that I want to run 5 miles a week, the best way to change my behavior to achieve that goal is not for me to get on the treadmill tomorrow morning and try and run 5 miles, because I'm likely going to fail. We've talked about building up our resilience against failure and looking at failure as learning opportunities, but there's probably only so many times I can hit my head against that brick wall of trying to run 5 miles before I'm going to give up. So instead of doing that, what I should do is start by touching the treadmill. So tomorrow morning when I get up, I should touch the treadmill. And I should touch the treadmill every morning until it becomes a habit. So now it's become a habit for me. And so once I've established that habit and it seems ingrained into my routine, then maybe I stand on the treadmill. Not turn it on, but just stand on the treadmill. And maybe I do that for a few days, again, until it's ingrained in my routine, until it becomes a habit. Then maybe I turn the treadmill on and do some walking. You get the idea. It's by building these habits through small steps, building up to them, that's how we can really effectively have lasting behavior change. And I think that really relates to this growth mindset. As we're seeing things as a journey. We're seeing them as small steps. And we're knowing that we're going to have setbacks. There's going to be mornings I forget to touch the treadmill, or even later when I have built up to maybe walking a half mile each morning or walking for 30 minutes. There's going to be mornings that for whatever reason, I don't get to it or I don't feel like it. Instead of looking back with a fixed mindset and saying, see, I knew it. I'm not an exercise person. I failed. I give up. If we look at it with a growth mindset and say, you know, that's okay. What do I need to do to keep moving? Maybe I need to go back to touching the treadmill. Maybe I went too fast. Maybe 30 minutes a day. I'm not ready for that. So let me go back to touching the treadmill and build up that growth mindset that way. I think that's the way to build this behavior change. And I think it's also something that you can practice in this process of building networks for your own resilience. If you don't look at your relationship list for a couple of weeks, or you meant to give somebody a small gift, but you didn't get around to it, that's okay. This is a journey. It's a process. And what you need to do is just go back to touching the treadmill and giving it a little bit of attention, because as we've said in past podcasts, that's how we show value, by giving things our attention.
Given that this is a journey and a lifelong process, we want to take a moment to recognize you for engaging in it, for striving to make resilience part of your daily life, for making the commitment to cultivating a growth mindset, and for making the commitment to building and diversifying your relationships. This has been a great journey for us as well, and it's not over.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for taking the time to give this your attention and show that you value building networks for resilience. We still have ways for you to get involved and reach out to us. There will be a webinar discussion on using this process to help the people that we serve. How do we use the Building Networks for Resilience process to help others? That's going to happen April 10th, 2018. If you are listening to this after the fact, that recording will be up and posted for you as well. Share with us how this is going. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to us on Twitter or Instagram using the hashtag WOLResilience. There's lots of other ways that you can reach out to us, including finding lots of ways to give your feedback by going to militaryfamilies.extension.org and searching for WOL Resilience. That'll take you to our learning experience page, and it will lead to other ways to reach out to us, including our email, mflnnetworkliteracy@gmail.com. Jessica, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for sharing this journey with me.
Yeah, thank you as well, Bob. I've learned a lot myself, and I'm looking forward to continuing.
These podcasts were brought to you by the Family Transitions and Network Literacy teams of the Military Families Learning Network. Learn more at militaryfamilies.extension.org.
This material is based on work supported by the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Office of Military Family Readiness Policy, U.S. Department of Defense Award Number 2015-48770-24368.